Advertised on TV, amongst videos for Nissans flying over snowy half pipes, or an attractive Toyota lady exhorting us to let's go places, companies offering TV plus internet plus phone are talking 4G LTE. There must be many experts who know what 4G LTE means, but the people I asked, both young and old, didn't. Actually, I didn't even find one who knew. I'm not a computer-trained person, so for what it's worth, here's what one finds on the internet. G stands for generation. In 1980, there was 1G, then about 10 years later, 2G, 10 years after that, 3G, and finally now 4G. The LT apparently stands for long term, implying that the engineers may finally be giving us a break for a little more than 10 years before we have to re-equip. E stands for evolution, and everything evolves, of course, bacteria, plants, us. Historically, that first generation, 1G, was the method used in regular old analog telephone communication, a la Graham Bell. After the 1980s, telephones became digital, with everything coded into ones and zeros, and the methods used were then described as 2G. It was found that cables, specifically coaxial cables, which are still just two wires, but with the central wire insulated from the outer concentric conducting sheath, could carry much more information and shielded from interference. Also, photographs were then becoming digitized, and so we could begin transmitting pictures down wires as well as conversations and music. One colored picture element, or pixel, needed roughly 24 bits. However, when we are told that LTE stands for long-term evolution, I'm still mystified. After all, if it's there for the long term, what actual developments have made that so? Every body of knowledge, of course, has its own language, and so here is a direct quote from the Internet. LTE is the natural upgrade path for carriers with both GSM/UMTS network and CDMA2000 networks. Webopedia, a dictionary of computer definitions, says LTE is a 4G wireless communication standard developed by the third generation partnership project 3GPP. Another source says, direct quote, succeeding 3G and preceding 5G. Well, it is sometimes astonishing what one can find on the internet. Wikipedia goes on to say, Mobile WiMAX Release 2, also known as Wireless MAN-Advanced or IEEE 802.16M, and LTE-A are IMT-Advanced compliant backwards compatible versions, the fastest 3G-based standard in the CDMA2000 family is the EV-DO Rev-B. But we are still mystified. What is it? A minor quibble I have is that the computer scientist's usage of the word speed differs from its dictionary definition, distance divided by time, as in miles per hour. The speed of the data is extremely close to the speed of light, and nothing can exceed that, not cell phone messages, nor X-rays, nor rocket ships. We can only increase the amount of data, for example, photographs per second, that we are downloading. The way engineers have achieved some of this is by upping the frequency bands. This so-called bandwidth is now referred to in a popular way, as in, I don't have the bandwidth, meaning I don't have the time, the capability of fitting it into my schedule. Finally, this advertising of 4G LTE on TV clearly needs a computer-trained person to translate into everyday language. I look forward to someone telling us what 4G LTE is, without jargon or acronyms. But please, a little bit more than 4G is greater than 3G or less than 5G.